Beta. Tarakanithi County Women Representative Susan Ngugi has advocated for the adoption of the bottom-up economic transformation agenda, Beta, in equipping individuals and communities with the necessary tools and opportunities so as to achieve financial independence. Speaking at Igandegi in Wimbi Ward, Mara constituency, Ngugi noted that Beta was geared towards economic turnaround and inclusive growth through the value chain approach, insisting that her office was committed to providing innovative solutions through the policy. The women representative who had visited Igandegi Welfare Group to hand over a tent and 100 chairs purchased under the National Government Affirmative Action Fund, NGAAF, asked groups to take advantage of such projects for economic transformation and development, especially areas in the county facing challenges in access to resources. Through affirmative action, my office has been able to identify needy groups in the county. Following the government's Beta policy, we will continue equipping individuals and communities and provide inclusive growth which will aid economic transformation. We believe in fairness and justice for all, ensuring that everyone has equal opportunities, she said. Ngugi challenged groups to take advantage of other funding programs such as the Uwezo Fund, insisting that her office through NGAAF had limited resources and may not be able to reach all the groups in the county. She insisted that the limited NGAAF funds were best suited for value addition in existing projects and called for accountability and transparency in government funding programs and allocations. Before NGAAF funds were introduced in 2015, groups were still getting funded. It is not only the office of the women representative that has funding for groups. I have very little in terms of allocation, compared to other legislators, the only difference is that NGAAF funds are grants, which go through a committee process for approval and consideration, she said. We had purposed to purchase the tents and chairs which will go a long way to empower the group which has more than 300 members, added Ngugi. The woman representative also delivered a check worth ₺100,000 to Munga Mafundi self-help group to purchase dairy goats, where Irene Kari, the chairperson, said they considered goat farming since it was a profitable business for the group, and would help them achieve financial independence. The group noted that the project was geared towards the government's transformative agenda aimed at creation of jobs, with a view to eradicating hunger and bringing down the cost of living for the people.